Six of the seven state lawmakers present at the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce's legislative roundup were Republicans, though not all were gung-ho about how everything went this past session. Temple Terrace Representative Sean Harrison used to chair the Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Organization and sat on the board of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, also known as TBARTA. He said he's disappointed on what happened to that organization's funding as well as the governor's decision on high-speed rail.
I believe that infrastructure is critically important to the economic well-being of a city and a county. And I was disappointed to see the veto of TBARTA funding. I was disappointed, incredibly disappointed, to see the decision not to accept the high-speed rail funding from Orlando to Tampa. And let's face it, Florida is a donor state. We pay more to the federal government than we get back in federal government revenues when it comes to transportation projects.
State Senator Jack Latvala, a Republican representing parts of Hillsborough and Pinellas counties, said there was some irony in the fact that millions of dollars were cut from the state's Transportation Trust Fund.
That's not new money that they would have been getting. That's money that was appropriated 3 years ago that they've been very prudent in spending. So it was kind of unfortunate that their prudence ended up not getting rewarded. So there were some concerns about that.
Latvala said he hasn't heard much demand from constituents to override some of Scott's line item budget vetoes, such as nearly $5 million in state funding for public broadcasting, nor has he heard clamoring among his colleagues for a special session. He said some legislators are talking about the possibility of using dollars vetoed from the budget to plug holes in education funding, though it's not likely to become the focus of a special session.
If there was more real money involved, then they might have taken him up on his offer to, go back and send that to schools instead of just back into the reserves. But, it's only, like I say, it's only $100 million, and I don't think there's any great movement to have a special session for that. I would support it, but I don't know that there is.
Latvala said he had hoped the legislature would pass a bill he filed that would have limited panhandling, but he couldn't find a House sponsor.
We have the sympathy factor at play there that, you know, we're trying to, you know, keep these people from getting the money to eat. But I think what we need is some regulation of it. It was kind of a permit system as well as provided some standards of how you act, things you could and couldn't do. We had a provision in there for cases where they couldn't afford the permit. I couldn't get a lot of interest in it in the other side.
Tampa Representative Betty Reed was the sole Democrat on the panel. Representative Janet Cruz, another Democratic state legislator from Tampa, did not attend. Nor did Democratic State Senator Arthenia Joyner. The 2011 session was especially harsh for Democrats, but Reed said she's a fan of a few items that did pass.
We passed the pill mill bill, and to me that was one of the greatest bills that could have passed in this session, because we all know that it harms all of our children. And adults.
The other, she said, is a civil citation program for minors who commit light crimes. The 2012 legislative session begins in January. It starts 2 months earlier than usual next year because of the redistricting process. From West Shore, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.